came away with a bonus point win against the Vodacom Bulls last night in their URC derby at Loftus-Versfeld, or yesterday rather. Now, the Sharks scored three tries in a row in the second half, bringing the score to 29-19 against the Bulls. The win placing them fourth on the URC table, 1 point behind the Bulls, who are third. Earlier in Johannesburg, the Emirates Lions beat the DHL Stormers 30-23. And then in the Six Nations, center Gael Fiku and lock Thibaut Flamand return after recovering from injury to France's 42-man squad ahead of their third game against Italy. However, the 30-year-old missed last night's top 14 clash with club side Racing 92, who lost 25-30 against Venice. France head to Rome next weekend to face Italy. And then over to some football. AmaZulu FC have been knocked out of the Nedbank Cup after a 1-0 defeat by Gallants in the round of 16. Orlando Pirates and Kaizer Chiefs are through to the quarterfinals of the Nedbank Cup. This after their victories against Baraka FC and I don't remember
Chipa.
And Chipa United. Yes, yeah. Thank you for that one. Yesterday. And then Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola has played down fears of an injury scare to Erling Haaland ahead of their midweek trip to Real Madrid in the Champions League. Now, their top scorer went down holding his leg in the latter stages of the 4-0 Premier League thrashing of Newcastle and was immediately substituted. Arsenal are 4 points off the top, having won 2-0 at strugglers Leicester, but Nottingham Forest in third suffered a 2-1 defeat to Fulham. And then in some cricket to close, the Hollybets Dolphins open up their one-day cup campaign at the Kingsmead Stadium, where they play host to the Daffabet Warriors at 9:30. They'll look to bounce back from a sixth place finish in last season's campaign.
The weather suggested it would be overcast all day, but the sun's breaking through, and that means it's a good day to head to Kingsmead to watch some cricket.
I think they must start half an hour earlier just to avoid any rain that comes, just in case.
Just so you know, it's a huge event today with thousands expected to pour into the stadium. So a good option for a Sunday.
Definitely. I agree. 9:30, first ball. 9 o'clock will be the coin toss. I'll give you an update just after 9. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crown.